Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Agulter dictating an endoscopy report on Karina Haywood. Date of birth 1/25/1975. Date of procedure November 10, 2023. Physician performing is Evgeny Agulter Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Aparna Hernandez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Next line, colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, common cold snare polypectomy, and hot snare polypectomy with clip deployment. Indication, right upper quadrant impairment, common colon cancer screening. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as pre-anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. Electroplex view is obtained. The cardiac period, with suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam is normal. Period. Will lubricate Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advance into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was good. 3-3-3. Total of 9. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at endoscopy. Number 1. Mildly irregular Z-line with two tongues of salmon-colored mucosa, approximately 1.5 centimeters in length. Common. This was biopsied to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line. Sliding tuck. Small hiatal hernia, approximately 1 centimeter. Next line, gastric erythema status post, gastric erythema and small erosions in the antrum status post cold forceps, cold biopsy to rule out H. pylori. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to D3 status post biopsies to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, number 1, there was an approximately 1.5 centimeter flat sessile appendiceal orifice polyp that extended into the appendiceal orifice further than I could see, comma, cold biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there were two descending colon polyps. One was approximately 5 millimeters in size and one was diminutive. The larger one was removed with cold snare polypectomy, and they're removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was an approximately 1.7 centimeter pedunculated sigmoid colon polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. This was perform piecemeal, comma, a clip was deployed for hemostasis. Next line, small grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. Next line, plan number 1, follow-up biopsy pathology number 2, have sent a message to the office to refer patient to CARE for removal with EMR of the appendiceal orifice polyp. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. Following above, in order to reevaluate the site of the sigmoid colon polyp. This was at approximately 30 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet and fiber supplementation, period. Please go back to the colonoscopy portion and also add in diverticulosis on the left side. Next line. And then go back to the plan and say follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.